Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 6, entitled Always Accountable. Just to remind you guys, I'm out of town, so I'm recording remotely, and I have Gary on the phone, so we're going to make this quick, because I don't know how good the audio will be. But we both love the episode, is that correct, Gary?
Loved it.
It was awesome. So much of Daryl. We haven't seen Daryl in so long, so it was really good just to see him back in the forefront, back.
It was good to see that Daryl's still on a job, even though he's in a situation where he needed to be trying to get his ass out of there, try to survive or whatever. You see that he's still working, still looking for good people.
Right. When he started asking Rick's three questions, I was like, what? I don't know if we've ever heard Daryl ask anyone those questions. So I loved it. Okay,
right, love it.
But the biggest part, I think, is the whole Sasha and Abraham thing. That took me by surprise.
No, to me, the biggest part is the person on the walkie-talkie at the end. Is that Glenn?
It sounded like Glenn, but I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Is Glenn still alive? And that was him? Because remember, Glenn still has a walkie-talkie.
Right.
So I'm wondering, is that him saying help? Is that who they hear?
It darn near sounded like Glenn. I put my finger on it. I put my money on it. I think it sounded like Glenn, but I don't know. Walking Dead, they like to troll people, so you just never know if it really is or it's going to turn out someone else saying help that found Glenn's walkie-talkie. But back to Abraham. Go ahead.
I don't think anybody's going to find Glenn's walkie-talkie through the walkers.
That is true. That's true. And then they didn't show us trailers. You have to start watching that show, that new show, which looks pretty good, but you have to watch that show to see the trailers for next week's episode.
Which is cool, because I was going to watch the new show anyway.
Yeah, I was going to check out the new show. Not tonight, but I was probably going to check it out, like, tomorrow or something.
Well, let's get back to Sasha and Abraham. What were you saying?
That came as a big shock. I was like, wait. As soon as the commercial went to commercial break, I called Gary, and I was like, wait. Was he flirting with Sasha? And you're like, yes. So that came as a complete shock to me.
Yeah, you know, I knew Abraham wanted the chocolate. The way he looked at Sasha, always trying to talk to her. You know, I go back to last season, and I think I see him look kind of bitter toward Bob.
No. Yeah, you picturing stuff now.
Yeah, I'm joking. Yeah, maybe he was off in the cut, you know, with his chicken looking over there like, man, I hate this dude, Bob. I wish he'd just die.
Maybe. But see, that's the thing. That's why I think still even stronger now than ever that Abraham's going to die, because what are they going to do? Have him go back there and break up with Rosita and break her heart?
No, you don't get it. That's how he's going to die. He's going to tell Rosita and she's going to kill his ass.
I think he's never going to get a chance to tell Rosita. It's just clear. It's even clear now that he's never going to get a chance to tell Rosita because he's too busy. I don't know. He's helping Sasha, and Sasha will, of course, keep that to herself. But I like this episode, though. It was a pretty darn good episode.
Love the episode. It started off with the action I love. But my biggest thing, well, besides Glenn, but another thing is, who are these people? Because we know they're not the wolves because they have guns.
Right, and they sound like they have military training.
It sounds like they have a lot of people. Because remember, the guy told Daryl, he said, we've been here 10 years and we still don't know everybody.
No, not 10 years. He might have said 2 years. He said, we've been here since the beginning and we still don't know everybody.
Well, remember, they grew up in that community. So do you think he said 2 years?
Oh, well, now that you said that, they did mention something about babysitting somebody.
Yeah, that's where they're from. So by him saying that, and even if he's at 2 years, that's a long time to not know everybody in your neighborhood. So I'm thinking, is this a damn city or something? Or the military base?
I don't know. And then what's up with their whole kneel? They make people kneel? Is that what I was gathering?
That's what it sounds like.
And they seem to know what they're doing, because as soon as that guy got bit, it was like, okay, we know what we need to do. Chop your arm off.
Right. Well, the guy said chop it off. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm curious about seeing who these people are. it didn't show anybody's face per se. And then when those people took Daryl, or, you know, kidnapped him, well, not kidnapped him, well, they kidnapped him in the beginning, but when they betrayed him in the end, I was like, damn, I didn't see that coming either. But I guess when Daryl was like, yeah, they'll still be here, I'm pretty sure they didn't like those odds, because he didn't, you know, he didn't sound sure that he, you know, they're like, how many people? He's like, two, but what does it matter, you know, da da da. So I understand where they were coming from their side, but it was disappointing to see that they betrayed him.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. But you know what's so funny about this episode is how easy it was to hide shit. Like, Daryl fell off his motorcycle, and there just so happened to be a bush big enough to cover right then and there. And then at the end, after, you know, they, you know, robbed Daryl, he went back to the motorcycle guy, or the guy with the helmet. And when he went to that little truck that was hidden, I'm like, how they find a bush big enough to hide this truck?
Right.
So it's like, you know, people just in there just hiding shit just easily.
Yeah, I did think that was a little weird, but I guess I was okay with it.
Yeah, I guess I was okay with it at the end, since I saw that he hit a little Brinks truck. But at first, I'm like, oh, man, you know, this is crazy right here.
Right. Well, I guess that just about does it. We'll be back for our full recap Saturday when I get back home in town. We love to hear back from you guys. We have so much to say. I know there's a lot to say about this episode. So we would love to hear from you. Make sure you tune in and write us in at dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com.
And make sure you go to our Facebook page.
Yes, that is facebook.com/theverdictsin. And you can also follow us on Twitter @theverdictsin. Until Saturday, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.